Brothers and sisters, this is another off-season episode. Today is the 1st of December. We're closing in on the start of the new season. But every now and then, I like to drop off something that's different. Now, this episode, it can get a little bit, I don't know, I won't say hurtful, but it's starting to look like it's a little bit more clear as to what's going on. Today's episode is entitled "The Modern Day Bed Wench." The Modern Day Bed Wench. I was supposed to have done this back, but I haven't gotten around to it. But when you look at what's going on, especially on social media, you're seeing a bunch of crazy things going on. Things are labeled quite differently, of course, but let's take a look at the definition of a bed wench. A bed wench, a low status concubine, often a slave or captive. A low status concubine, often a slave or captive. They may say, well, are there any, there's slavery in the world, you just don't know where it is. Or we know where it is, they just don't talk about it. And there's forms, different types of forms of slavery. No longer like it used to be, where you know you got the people lined up and they're this and they're that. But it's still around. Slavery's still around. No matter how what form you want to look at, it's still around. It all depends on how you want to define what slavery really is. But when you look at it, look at the behavior of sisters. Of course, you can say other women, but other women were never labeled the term bed wench. Bed wench pretty much originated back in the 1840s. That's when it was pretty much first come out, around the 1840s, somewhere up in there. And these women were slaves or captives, and they had to do what their former slave master wanted them to do. Whatever that was, they had no choice. They had to do it. It wasn't about, I don't want to do this today. No, you had no choice but to do what you were told to do. Now, when you look at today, a lot of females are off into these social media apps, doing things, promoting themselves in a sexual sort of way. And when you look at that, you're looking at, you're doing these things that they did back then, but you're doing them on camera. But you have become enslaved to it because you have become enslaved to the money that it brings in, or the money that it could bring in. And not really caring about what the younger generation is seeing or knowing, because it's like, my kids have this, but I have, parental guidance on their phone, so they can't use it. That's bullshit. Kids know how to turn that shit off, just like if you even know how to put it on there, kids know how to turn it off. If they don't know how to turn it off, they have a friend who has a friend that knows how to turn that off and turn it back on when they're around you. Kids are seeing so much stuff nowadays, you'd be surprised. You got more kids watching porn than adults, but it's not going to be told. But you see how these children are being raised. There was a young lady on a video I posted earlier today where she was talking about the children and how sad it is for the young girls that's coming up. And it is. It's very sad. Not just for the young girls, but it's sad for the young boys too, because they're seeing this stuff too. I remember back in the day when my stepdaughter was going to school. She was in junior high school. Seventh grade, something like that. Sixth grade, seventh grade. And she came home and she told her mother that it was a young girl was giving head in the bathroom for what thing was a 50 cents or a quarter. It was something like that. This is what she told her mother. And, you know, you would see that. You've seen that. That's been demonstrated on television programs. You got to go back for it, but it's been there. And it's like, wow, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, I never seen that before, but I've heard about that before. And these are the things now, it's so out there, you can do it, be in the comforts of your own home, open up your legs and play with yourself right there with your phone. And have people pay you money. But a bad wench didn't have the chance. Oh, maybe she did have, if her master really liked her, she may have received a trinket or two. You know, maybe a nice, I don't know, a little nice dress hand-me-down, of course. Or maybe a nice bonnet for a head or something. It's like the movie Mandingo. Anybody have ever seen the movie Mandingo where the slave master pretty much fell in love with his quote-unquote bed wench? He won some money and bought her some pearl. No, he bought her some ruby earrings. And the bed wench, she didn't know no better. She's wearing them while she was serving dinner. And his wife saw the earrings because he had gave her a necklace, but he gave his bed wench some earrings. But he gave his wife a necklace. And she saw it and she pretty much stormed out the room crying, yada, yada, yada. But when you see the happenings, that's what's going on. It's in the music. It's on the social media apps. Young females are going into the sex game more fast than ever before. Why? To make some money. And when you see this, you have to shake your head because love is not something that pretty much exists in the world like it used to. Everything is about getting money. A modern day bed wench is getting money as opposed to a bed wench back in the day who was getting nothing. And maybe a lash or two if she didn't perform what she was supposed to perform. Or because she didn't want to be there. And it showed, but it didn't matter whether or not she wanted to be there or not. She still had no choice but to be there or probably get a beating or worse. Our sisters today are putting themselves out there and being looked upon with that type of attitude. You know, the black woman is seen as being promiscuous. It's like she's enticing others to take her body. And that's how people are looking at this. When you see the videos, everybody's shaking their butt in front of the video. And these be young girls or young females. But you got the old ones doing it too, doing such gyrations with their lower half. And it's like, you're performing these acts and you have people who are looking at these acts, not understanding. But then again, maybe they do understand. Maybe they just don't care about the understanding of the behavior. But this is a common practice now in the black community. Not to say that other people don't do it, but, you know, bed wench wasn't determined for other women. It was determined for the black woman. a slave or captive. Black women were slaves and they were captives. These are things that we have to get over, but it's going to take a long while before we can get over it. Because see, as long as there's money to be made, women will stay in front of the camera and do their cams, not caring whether they have a boyfriend or a husband, like the basketball player, him and his wife going at it because she was a OnlyFans. She had an OnlyFans page, which she's basically camming, according to her, by herself. Though you may be camming by yourself, you're still doing it and you have a husband. See, of course, not all, but the black woman has lost some respect for her black man, whether they're girlfriend, boyfriend, or they're married. They have lost respect for their black partners. Why? Because in some ways they feel that the black man, I've seen videos on this from more than one female speaking on it, though it's just what it is, some woman speaking out, where the black man will drag down a woman, especially his own woman. So a lot of women feel that it's okay to disrespect their man because they feel that the grass may be greener on somebody else's side. As long as it's just not the Afro-American man side, any other side will do. They want to make their money. They want to live their life. They want to travel. They want to be seen. They want to be famous. They want to live these lavish lifestyles, not understanding being a modern day bed wench. You're just ruining your body, because later on, when no one else wants you, but maybe your black man, maybe you will be so ragged. I was talking to a female who was a surgical tech, and she told me, she says, when they would go and, you know, because, you know, women have these deals, these issues with their lower parts. She says, you would see where men had run up in these women so much that their meat, their lips looked just like nothing. Raggedy. No tone whatsoever. Just something that's hanging. And that's what she would tell me. And I was like, wow. And she says, you know, this is a real serious deal where women have been. And she says, it's not that it was a bunch of old women. She said they were young women where they had been run up in so much that basically their lips on their lower half was basically just hanging. In so many words, it was just hanging. No tone to it. Just hanging. Hanging tissue. And as our women get older and much older, the attitude and the abuse that you let others put on your body without making you a proper wife, because nowadays a woman, especially the black woman, feels that she can do better by herself. She don't need a man. Of course, not all women say this, but we have to put this out there. But the ones who are saying it are the ones that's getting trumped in front of everybody. Not the ones who are not saying it, but the ones who are saying it. They don't need a man. But yet, as they get older and all the body starts to flab it up, they want to get married. And then it gets to the point where a man don't want you. And then when you look at it, when you see usually a bunch of females out there always taking pictures, they always taking pictures with their girlfriend. Rarely do you see women taking pictures with their husbands or maybe even their boyfriends, but husbands on these nice so-called exotic trips. Females from the U.S., especially women of color, have gone down to the Caribbean just to get some pleasure, not caring what they bring back, not caring if they get pregnant, but to have some pleasure and then say, well, we're going on a girls' trip and these are the type of things that they're going down there for, especially if they have a husband or they have a boyfriend. They're going down where they cannot be seen or no one knows them, so it's okay. The behavior of our women, the black woman, has taken a big decline. And it's sad because that same decline that they're taking is going to be passed down. No telling how many generations it's going to be passed down, but it's going to be passed down to the next young black females coming up behind them. Why? Because it's already being passed down. Look at the music. Look at the slutty behavior in the music. Modern day bad wench, slave to the industry, can't let it go because of the money. You may not want to do it, but you ain't got no choice but to get your ass out there and do it. But this is the cost when you want to live your life in a world that you feel is going to bring you a bunch of profits. Only thing it's going to bring you is a nervous breakdown. You might end up in a psych ward, or you might end up worse with these type of behaviors continuing. But this is an off-season episode. I just wanted to drop this. Stay tuned for the review or the previews for what's coming up in season 14 on Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast. And I'll see you then. Peace out.